Is that pretty good? That was pretty good, right? Good evening, chorus. I have an excruciatingly long list of announcements. Number one, please bring and wear your name tag so people can know who you are. Number two, I forgot the iPad to take little $5 payments, and I'm racked with guilt about it. I'll bring it next week. I'm sorry. So please.
Day of atonement.
Huh?
You better atone.
Okay. And if you haven't paid your $80 installment payments, if you're on that payment plan, I need you to do that. I'll remind you by email. Third, we're going to have a chorus retreat. And it is soon. It is next Saturday, the 11th of October. I'll email you the details, and Valerie will tell you a little more about what we'll be doing. So I'll email you all of this, but it'll be 10 or 10:30, we'll let you know, to 4 o'clock next Saturday. Not this Saturday, next Saturday. At Valley Center for Performing Arts, which is the former Holy Names University off Highway 13. And I'll email you those details. Okay?
What's the length of it?
It'll be 10 to 4 with an hour for lunch in between, or 10:30 to 4. I'll let you know. Okay?
So, and the idea is...
Why don't you talk now, and then I have one more thing.
Oh, so go ahead.
No, you go first. Ladies.
So, we are October 1st. We just have 1 month before the first rehearsal with our conductor, right? So the idea for this retreat is to just go over everything, you know? Because at one point, we pretty much saturate everything. There is nothing completely new, but of course, it's not enough. Right, you need to repeat it. You need also to sing it in continuity. For now, you don't have the continuity. We need to go also deeper in terms of text, you know, meaning, a little bit more interpretation. We're looking at the notes a lot, and it's totally normal because it's a lot of music. But that's not enough, right? You need to work on those dynamics and dictions and everything, right? So I'd rather know exactly where we're at October 11th, then we have several other rehearsals to be ready for the conductor, right? But the idea is really at the end of the retreat, we should be able to saturate everything, even if it's not perfect, we should be able to sing the whole thing, right? Both pieces. Make sense?
Yeah? Okay, so I'll email you all this information. Please make every effort to come, but it is in 10 days. We understand some of you will not be able to come.
May we attend part of it if we've got a contract?
We'd like you to attend as much as you can.
Okay.
Final announcement is the symphony's opening concert is 2 weeks from Friday, October 17th at the Paramount Theater at 7:30. And of particular interest is our piano concerto, the Ravel piano concerto performed by a sensational pianist, and we've engaged before, Sarah Davis Buechner, who's part of the LGBTQ community. So we're going to extend an offer to various LGBTQ organizations, a complimentary ticket offer, and we will also extend that to members of the chorus. So I'll email that to you when those details are known to me and how many tickets we'll be able to get. But she is well worth hearing, and it would be great to support the symphony on their opening day. Okay? Did I miss anything? Okay. Thank you all for your attention.
Okay, let's go back to the Verdi, the Requiem, and let's start with page 231. It's bar 366, part of the Liberame. Bar 366, Dumbe Neris. So, and page 231 of the recording edition. So, bar 366, page 231, for those who have the book. And I would like us to look at this. just read them first before we sing it, just to make sure we have it precisely, starting with bass. So 366.
We have everybody.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it first, only rhythmically, precisely. Okay. Tempo here is 110. So yes, we need to start putting things at tempo. So this is the half note. Okay. So let's stop that. Everybody, don't sing rhythm words only. One, two, and. Okay, so this doom is always a little bit late. It's pam 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 pam. And a little bit more incisive, precise in the diction, okay? One and two. Exactly, great. Thank you for those who did the M at 378. Can we have the Seculum on the eighth note to make sure we can hear the bass at 379? Okay. Hold your notes, even if it's rhythm. Okay. One more time. Can we do that more time? One, two. It was a bass. One and two. Yes. Can you do it? Imagine in the quarter note. Okay. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Control that. So one, two, three, and. Again. One, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Yes. Do you hear that? Other part, soprano, alt, tenor. So one, two, three, four, ta ba ba ba. One, two, three, four, ba 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 ba. Right, precise. Sometimes you're doing a little bit of doom, then too long. Okay, everybody. One, two, three. Sorry. Bass first. One, two, three. That we have this one domain really precise. Okay, last time. One and. Play. One and. Sound a little bit in your throat with this. your air, really connected to your breath, okay? Let's do that one more time. And maybe a little bit before, so we can have the transition. Can we do 360? Bar 360. 360. Downbeat with the year before, so fast. Okay, one more time. 360. You see the kind of work that we need to do. You know it, but actually you don't, because it has to work right away, right? Drama here. Okay. One more time, everybody. 4, 5. 1, 2.
Liberami.
Domine de morte eterna, from eternal death, right? So the phrase, that's why you're late. It's because you're just thinking notes. It's a phrase, okay? One, two, and. Liberame domine de morte eterna.
Thank you.
3:37. Tenor, bass, and soprano. Tenor, bass, and soprano. And this is. I would like to hear, and the E also, it's very libera. I exaggerate, right? You're not singing like that. It's just for you to hear the difference. So it's really, I'd really like to have libera, never libera. Do you hear the difference of sound, right? So something like that. Imagine you can't move your lips away from that. Libera. Let's try that, and especially in those four soft marks, right? Let's start 3:36, 3:37, sorry. Soprani, tenor, and bass. Yes, for example, here, tenor. But you need to be right. Nice, have a seat, thank you. Can we take it from page 211? This is bar 179. Start with the IT. And let's do it once, everybody. That's the tempo. So he told me he would do it at 110 here. So let's practice that. 179, page 211. For you to really sing in section. You're not singing with your section. So I can hear some of you, you have all the notes, you have the, and I can hear others, you don't. And so it's just the way it is, it's chorus, it's like that. But you need to work together. You can't just say, oh, I'm right, so, right? If you really, really need, because otherwise it's just not, it's not clean. It's a lot of things. So you need to work together and be in your, with the same color also, okay? So we're going to try something. There is in the room. Yes. Try to have circle of soprano here, or two circles, or whatever. here, tenor in circles, bass same thing, active same thing. So maybe two circles, one inside, one outside, but just try to do that quickly. I want you to sing together, right? And because sometimes some of you have the tempo and others just don't, and it feels like it doesn't matter, but it does, right? And don't forget, the conductor of an orchestra is gonna have a lot of things to do. He can't be there giving you everything, okay? So, and really, I want you, that's also why I want to have this retreat. I feel like, and maybe you don't know each other well enough, but I need to feel that you're working together. For now, I don't hear that, right? Some of you are a little bit scared, some of you are not sure, others are very strong, right? I'd like to bring all of that together, be together, have lunch together during the retreat, things like that, right? So let's do that one more time from where we started. And on page 211. And that's bar 179. Okay? Right? And sing together, a group of friends, we're singing together, but together, right? Let's not double their part anymore, let's just do the accompaniment like that. You feel it, okay? So, let's do that. That's the tempo. What? Actually, you're ready? One, two, and. Right? Because the one person who is not doing the right thing, it's actually going to be the active section problem. Right? Yes? Okay, again. One, two, and. Thank you. pam 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 pam. And maybe two like that. We see what he says. Can you be mixed now? Just, oh yeah, I know. You need to understand where you're at. All right.
You wanna
be mixed, just be.
Thank you.
you're not relying on your neighbor, because you can't. Right. It's harder. Can we do this before we go, or let's do the same thing, but a cappella? But it's much better. It's really that. Come, di dam bam ba bam 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 ba. Okay? From 178. No, 79. Let's do it from 177, two bars before your entrance. Just for to see Alti already. 177. Right? Good.
Thank you to Jeremiah Trujillo.